What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
The National Water Commission (NWC) has issued a prohibition notice for all parishes due to a deficiency in water supply as a result of drought conditions affecting the island. In today's edition of You and the Law, we tell you more about the regulation and legal implications if found in breach of the directives. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
Ruthan! Ruthie! You know what? Let me turn off this pipe for ya. Cause I can't understand how she left the bucket full and the water run over. She no realize the water scarce. Ruthan!
Hey, Sandra! It's what?
You leave the pipe running and the bucket look like it's long time it full. Look how the ground wet.
Thank you for turning it off, my dear. Cause in this dry season, we can't afford to be wasting this precious commodity.
Use water wisely. For water conservation tips, visit odpem.org.jm.
The NWC has issued a prohibition notice under Regulation 14 of the National Water Commission Water Supply Services Rates and Charges Regulations 1985. This means that stringent water conservation measures must be observed by citizens. The regulation prohibits the use of water for a number of purposes in all areas of the island served by drought-affected NWC water supply systems.
In relation to those matters that we can prohibit, under the prohibition, it's irrigation or watering of gardens, lawns and grounds, filling or supplying tanks, ponds, baths or swimming pools.
Vice President for Legal Affairs NWC Kevin Williams. However, the filling or supplying of tanks has not been restricted based on present realities.
No, we have generally not taken any position on the filling or supplying of tanks because we understand the reality of the situation in which we live, and persons are now more prone to have their own individual tank supplies.
Mr. Williams says legitimate owners of car wash establishments are not exempt from the regulation.
Our view is that once you attach any hose or appurtenance into the NWC network and use it to wash cars, that is something that is specifically prohibited.
Other activities prohibited include watering or washing roadways, pavements, paths, garages, outrooms, or vehicles using a hose, or any purpose which may require the use of an excessive amount of water. It is not restricted for normal domestic services such as drinking, cooking, washing, bathing, and sanitation. Persons found in breach of these prohibitions will be taken to court, and upon summary conviction before a resident magistrate, will be liable to a fine of $1,000 or imprisonment for a term not exceeding 30 days under Regulation 4, Subsection 14. But how does the matter get to the resident magistrate's court?
Specifically, that would have to be through an arrest by the police. The best way for the police to get someone before the resident magistrate court is to issue a summons against them in relation to the breach of the prohibition.
The police can also take action without reference to the National Water Commission.
In a situation, though, where we are aware of someone continuing to breach the prohibition notice, without even after being advised, we could then bring the attention of the police to this kind of situation for them to take the action that they are empowered to do.
Public Relations Manager at NWC, Charles Buchanan. Mr. Williams says there are plans to increase the fine to reflect modern realities, as well as ensure that the country can make do with the precious commodity during drought periods.
One of the things that we will be looking at going forward is the idea is to have the fine or the prospect of a fine being a deterrent factor. We would have to get it beyond where it is now.
Vice President for Legal Affairs, NWC, Kevin Williams. We've come to the end of this week's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again same time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.